number 5 in our camp books. Number 5.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name, and that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Okay. Good. I'm glad. And
how are you doing?
Good. I'm good.
Yeah, you're good.
Yes.
Is this Josh?
Yes.
Josh and David. And we're all doing good. Well, I'm filled with thanksgiving to the Lord this morning for the good weather. Picture perfect weather for the past few days. Isn't that a request that we brought before the Lord? Matthew asked that we pray that we have good weather. And it's only right that we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Only you can give good weather.
Yes.
And with it, your blessing. And so we want to return thanks. Number 29 in our hymn book. Number 29. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you persist in goodness and you abound in goodness and you've manifested your goodness to us. Oh, we ask that you continue to do so. Bless the villagers, the counselors, and the boys with them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them today.
Yes.
Pour out your spirit upon them.
Yes.
Awaken within them a desire,
yes,
a desire to be for you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, and the cottagers, thank you, Lord, that you have a greater interest in these little ones than we can ever manifest or show. And so, Lord, we know that your hand is over them to do them good today. Today, Lord. Open
yes.
their hearts. Bless Auntia. Thank you for the counselors that give themselves to serve these little ones. And thank you for everyone up here, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for the good service of our waitresses and kitchen help, and for the landscape people. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us together as a family where we can share, oh, with one another your love and encourage one another. And so today is another day of your blessing. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, pour out a blessing that we cannot contain. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. When morning gilds the sky, my heart, what does it say? Let's sing it.
My heart awake,
may
Jesus Christ.
person next to you, and you can say to them, may Jesus Christ be praised.
Amen.
May Jesus Christ. And then let's do it. David here would like for us to sing the number one in the camp book.
Oh, that's a good worship song. We'll remain standing if you feel you must sit down because you're old. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. But I noticed that you do sing better when you're on your feet, and I need help. So help me singing. I need help other ways too, but help me in singing. Come, number one. Sister Sarah, I'm sorry, it's one in the camp book. They're both good songs of praise, though. Number one in the camp book, yeah.
Let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my his praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright. 'Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide.
For my soul is filled with music and my heart with great delight, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Which side of the bed did you get up on this morning? The hallelujah side?
The right side.
You may be seated. But we want to remember that in these days we are expecting and desiring that God would fill us with His joy, right? His joy. And so, are you happy in the service of the King? Has He filled you with that joy of the Lord? Now we're moving along. It seems the days are going slow. How about for you? Like you've been here a long time already. Sal, you think you've been here a long time, huh? Yeah, a whole year. 16
years.
Yeah, 16 years, yes. Time is going by slow. But it's good. It's been good. And we're happy to have met the Gambinos, and they are leaving us today. And we want to hear a word of testimony before they go, and we're going to pray for you. So at some point this morning, you share something God puts on your heart. Hallelujah. But maybe you have a song, Brother Joe, Sister Carol, that you'd like us to sing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone else has a word of testimony? 84. In the hymn book, 84.
Written by an ex-slave trader. Right?
No. Number 84.
I'm sorry. No. That was John Newton. I think correct.
That's Amazing Grace.
Right. This is Isaac Watts.
Yes. At the cross.
He started writing songs when he was a little boy.
At the cross, where I first
thank you for your presence. Your presence means salvation. You are here for us, personally, to further your own work in us. So accomplish the thing that you have upon your heart toward each one of us, personally, and also collectively, that we might better serve you. Amen. But we sing, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I'm weak, but thou art mighty. Guide me with thy hand.
Let's sing number 364. 364.